This is episode number 2187 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Harrison Ford is doing his first TV series.
Oh, no, really? He's giving up movies. No, I'm kidding.
Like he actually needs to do anything
well,
at all.
Well, I know, but you think about this for a second. It's like the last few movies he's done, other than this Indiana Jones thing that's supposed to be coming out later, you know, I've just been kind of like, eh, you know, they're kind of meh.
I think they're good. Anything he's in is good.
You didn't see him in The Dog, did you? The CG dog?
That was the last thing he did a couple years ago?
I didn't either.
It was probably good, though.
It probably was.
All right,
Harrison Ford.
He just booked his first regular role.
Oh, regular role. So he's going to be on a series, period.
Yes.
Okay.
This is his first regular role in a TV series ever.
Ever.
And you know what? I think he's perfect. Perfect. No. I'll tell you.
Okay.
He's perfect for this role.
You think so?
Yes.
What is it?
He's going to be with Jason Segel in Shrinking.
Shrinking. What is
it? It's a show about therapists.
Oh, I get it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want to see that.
It's going to be on Apple TV, and I will watch.
Oh, you know what, though? Apple TV, they just won an Oscar. They're not really a television network.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Anyway, but this is
I'm talking about Harrison Ford.
Okay, sorry.
He's going to play a blue-collar shrink.
Huh? An older.
Hilarious.
It's not going to be hilarious. I think it's going to be a comedy?
I don't know. He's got dry humor.
Oh,
and his
true.
Deadpan delivery as a shrink.
True.
Oh, come on.
He's going to be an older shrink.
It's probably going to have but still a, sexy.
Probably going to have a Dave Letterman beard is what I'm
He's going to be a okay, it'll be He's going to play a blue-collar shrink and a pioneer in cognitive behavioral therapy.
Oh.
Who's recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Oh man, are you kidding me? So he's also a victim.
Victim?
Patient, whatever. Victim, patient. Isn't the same thing? I don't know.
I would go with...
Anyway.
You might not want to say that out loud.
You know. I already did. Can't take it back.
Jason is the actual star of Shrinking.
Right, sure. It's his show. I'm sure.
So he plays a therapist. He starts breaking the rules and telling his clients what he really thinks.
Yeah.
Don't know when it's going to air yet. So Harrison did... I'm sorry, Mr. Ford.
Can't call him Harrison.
I'm sorry. Sir. Did a guest TV appearance at the beginning of his career in the 60s and 70s. He did appearances on shows like Gunsmoke, Mod Squad, and Love American Style.
Well, you know what? The thing is with him is that he was just looking for work.
Yeah.
And you know what his first big role was? And it wasn't a huge role?
American Graffiti,
yeah. Before that, he was a carpenter for Ron Jacobs, the program director at KHJ Radio in Los Angeles, Boss Radio.
Oh.
He was his personal carpenter.
That I didn't know it's for Ron Jacobs.
And one of the jobs that he did as a carpenter is he built the studios for American Top 40 in 1971.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this Harrison Ford, he's everything. And now I guess he could go back to carpentry if the movie thing doesn't work out. Or the TV thing doesn't work out.
Yeah. He can go back to that.
Sure. They'd have him. They'd have him in the union. I'm pretty sure they would. Down at the union hall.
Like he actually needs work. I think he's afraid of retirement.
I think he is too, frankly. But this will keep him out of planes for a while because he needs that. He needs to not fly.
You know, I would go see him. If he was my therapist, I would go see him just to hear what he had to say.
You're scaring me.
It'd be awesome. Before everyone loses their stuff,
okay.
Courtney and Travis Barker are not legally married.
No.
So
what
relax.
The whole story was they got married in Las Vegas after the Grammys.
Well, sure. They
Maybe
reportedly
they
tied the knot in Vegas.
Toad Venom. Oh, you know who's married? Christina Hoch.
Yep.
Her and Josh Hall Hill, whatever his name is.
Hall, I believe.
Got married.
So now she'll be Christina Hall, and adding to her collection of last names.
Last names. Oh, my God.
All right.
Anyway,
so,
we're not talking about her. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do my comic interruption there.
Well, no, but they did get married over
the
weekend.
They did. Yeah. Yeah. We forgot to tell you that yesterday. How's that?
All right. So
base is covered.
they had a ceremony with a fake, not, you know, Christina and...
No, Courtney, Courtney and Travis.
They had a ceremony with a fake Elvis and everything.
Oh, my.
But there was nothing legal about it because they never got a marriage license.
You know what? Do you think my wife would be upset if I told her one day, hey, honey, I want to renew our vows in Las Vegas. Let's do the fake Elvis. Let's do the whole thing. Do you think she'd be okay with that?
I think so.
You think she'd be okay? I think that sounds like so much fun. You know?
I think it's the thing that you just kind of want to experience once.
I know. And do you think that the fake Elvis will sing Burnin' Love? Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love? I think that's a great wedding song.
Well, I hadn't thought about that song, but I guess it could be appropriate.
I mean, he did some other love songs, but that's probably one of his finest love songs.
Who knows? Danta is a fine love song.
Burnin' Love. Yeah. Ooh, it burns.
Then what's the other one? Way, Way Down.
Oh, yeah, there's that one too. Oh my God. We got to keep Elvis Presley relevant. He's been gone too long.
Elvis will always be relevant.
I hope so.
As long as there is Las Vegas, there will be an Elvis. Anyway,
back to Courtney and Travis, because that's the real story.
Clark County records for marriage licenses and certificates confirm, because Lord knows people asked, that the couple, they never applied or received one.
Oh, you know who asked. TMZ, and Page Six,
of course.
Daily Mail, they've all been flooding Las Vegas County Clerk for that. Where's the marriage license? We've got to see the marriage license. So now let me ask you this question, because this is the question I got to ask.
Yes.
First off,
riddle me this, Batman.
Remember that in 2 days it's the premiere of the Kardashians on Hulu. They've got to do something that gets attention. So that's number one. I guarantee you this is all part of the premiere. It's not going to be mentioned in the episodes. Those have already been filmed.
Well, maybe they were just pre-gaming for their action, because they are engaged.
Well, they're engaged. I get it. You know, maybe.
Like, let's practice.
They had a few too many at the after party and said, oh, hey, let's, like people do, go get married. They do that in Vegas all the time. The thing is, I think you can get a marriage license in Vegas any time of the day or night. You just got to go to the place where you get them.
See, that would be it, because people go to Vegas and get married on the spur of the moment, so there has to be marriage license places.
Don't you think they got them at the wedding chapels? You would think there'd be an application at the wedding chapel. And then, I mean, it's $75 more, but I mean, you know, what the hell?
There's an upcharge.
There's an upcharge. And they've got an officiant there. They can sign the damn thing. You got a witness, you're good to go. I always assumed that happened that way.
Maybe, you know, because, you know, I could use a dime. Maybe I should go.
Maybe you should go to Vegas.
Go hang out on weekends in Vegas and do wedding ceremonies.
Make a little extra money. There you go.
Because I am an officiant.
You know who would also make, I think, a decent, witness. I don't think she'd make a good officiant. But she'd be a good witness.
You know, try a little harder.
I'm out of time. I don't have any time to try. That one just came off the top of my head. Like
Hallie.
Most of them. Hey, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Sorry, Hallie.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.